still on the Supreme Court's ruling on the cleaning of the voters' register. A Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Kokua Nyidohu, said the decision is not a victory for any group of persons or parties.
I think that the Supreme Court has spoken, and has spoken loudly. First of all, Abu Ramadan and his lawyers went to court seeking two major reliefs. They wanted the voters' register compiled anew, and they wanted the EC to adopt their version of verification. And in both cases, the Supreme Court threw their case out that there's not going to be a new voters' register that we compile, and the EC shall not adopt MPP's idea of validation. Now, their idea of validation, George, is that if you register in Accra, for some reason, state duty takes you out of Accra into another part of the country, or even outside the borders. And so during the exhibition period, you are unavailable to appear before the electoral officer. Then your name must be expunged from the register. And the Supreme Court ruled that that is an obvious violation of our constitution. So in essence, Abu Ramadan and his lawyers lost the case in the Supreme Court. So if they're walking around jubilating and trying to throw dust into the eyes of Ghanaians that they've gone to court and they've won something, they have won no verdict. What the Supreme Court says is that the EC must take steps to clean the register. And the EC has always said that, yes, we agree that we may not have a sacrosanct register and that we have processes through which we try to get the register sorted out. So the Supreme Court has only gone to vindicate the EC's position and sent the whole matter back within the domain of the EC. What Abu Ramadan and his people thought was that the EC was going to rule in their favor and overturn, or as it were, hijack the EC's mandate. And so the Supreme Court will say, this is how the election must be conducted. Thanks to the sanity of our court system and the learned judges, they didn't go the way of the MPP. And that is it. So the EC stands vindicated. The NDC's position also stands vindicated.
How about the limited exhibition exercise that is going on? Is the party satisfied?
Well, yes. We are into day 8, I reckon. Yeah, in the beginning we had some hitches here and there, but I think that subsequently the EC has done a good job. The security services have also done a good job, and political parties, incumbent on us, to compose ourselves, not violate the laws, and then do our work. And so that's what we are doing as a political party, making sure that we apply the rules and stay within the confines of the rules of engagement. I mean, the process has been fair.
People are asking some questions. They're talking about whether or not the EC would extend the limited registration exercise to enable those who are writing the WASI examinations to also benefit from the exercise. Are you people taking the EC on? Is there anything coming up for extension?
Well, I have been in the Ashanti region for about a week, and I know that I've seen quite a number of secondary school students come out to register. And so I'm not too sure whether the EC will be extending, as some are calling for. But, well, that's within the EC's domain.